Welcome to another part in our series, Start, Grow and Accelerate Your Own Business. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, and that of how marketing translates into recurring revenue. Now, if you are anything like I am, I'm ex-corporate, and I know that the marketing department was always the department that cost the business money. So I love to touch this topic with you, Prashant, and I'm going to have you introduce yourself shortly. But really, it would be fascinating for us to learn how marketing can get us to recurring revenue. I'm Catherine Young. I'm the owner of Thinkroom Consulting, and in studio with me today, Prashant, welcome.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Sure. Well, my name is Prashant. I'm a crazy person who owns a digital marketing agency named Lilypad Leads. Right. And we just love growing people's businesses. Mm. If you need clients, we make sure we get you clients. Mm. That's what we're passionate about.
Yeah. And what's so interesting about Prashant, he always says like one or two sentences only about Lilypad Leads. But if he actually tells you how much good work they do with SMEs, you would be surprised. Because you come from the background. I think you've had two or three businesses already.
Yes, I have.
You've learned how to succeed. You've learned how to fail.
That's it. When you learn how to fail, how to go bankrupt, and also how to get back up and start again. You learn about actually what business is really about, which is solving problems, not making money. Knowing that, it really helps grow. It helps us grow other people's businesses.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So welcome in studio. And today we're going to be talking about marketing and if it could potentially help or aid in recurring revenue, right? But we have to first understand, I mean, is there a problem to solve?
Yes. Well, the main thing when you're starting a business is you need to know if there's a problem worth solving. Mm. Once you understand if there's a problem worth solving and you understand who has that problem and what solution you can provide to fix that problem, that's when you can start creating a recurring revenue model from it. Mm. So marketing just basically pushes the solution out there. You need to build resonance with people. You need to understand who's having this problem and keep pushing the word out there that if you're having this problem, we can help you solve it. And this is what you'll feel like once we've solved it.
Yeah. Okay, so I understand the thing of testing the idea and making sure that there's traction for it.
Right.
What else?
Okay, so once you test the idea, you're going to either find out if it has traction or if it doesn't. If it doesn't gain traction, it means that you're solving a problem that's not worth solving, or the ideal client that you, or the person that you thought was your ideal client is not actually your client.
Right.
And at that point, you need to pivot. Because in this stage, you are basically in a race to sustain the amount of resources that you have and gain traction as fast as possible before this resource runs out.
Right. A runway. Exactly.
And that means pivot continuously, test quickly, and try anything that you can until you can gain traction.
Yeah, I like that. So for the SMEs who are not familiar with the term runway, we use it often in this work that we do, working with SMEs. Imagine an airport, imagine a strip of runway, imagine you the pilot, and knowing that that runway ends into the sea, and you have one chance of getting this plane in the air. And if something goes wrong whilst you're already accelerating, what you're saying is make the adjustments quickly so you can lift off.
Hold your wings as you,
Basically. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And then the pivoting continuously.
Yeah.
Right. I understand that well. The problem solution fit.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. So problem solution fit is a lot of customer feedback. So as you've now started this business, you had an idea, you started the business, and you're trying to figure out exactly what problem this person that so you got a client and they gave you money and they said, great, I'm really interested. You can solve. I love your solution.
Yeah.
You need to go and understand what problem are they actually feeling? What are they going through? What challenges are they feeling? And how emotional is this problem? How draining is it? How painful is it? Because the more you can understand about the problem, the better you can solve that problem. And the only time you can create the perfect solution is when you understand the problem entirely. Problem solution fit is understanding the problem, creating the perfect solution, and making sure that it solves the problem in the best possible way for the client.
But you know, you make it sound really, I love the way how you're making it sound simple and not overwhelming, like, because so many SMEs say, how do I know my product will work? How do I know my business will work?
Yes.
But what you're basically just saying is if you know what problem you're solving and you solve it the way the client wants it,
yes,
it will be a very healthy business.
Exactly. And there's a lot of tools these days that help you figure out what that problem is.
Mm.
For example, many people don't know this, but if you have a website, there's analytics on the back end that measures what other web pages do people go to while they're on your website.
Mm.
What other interests do they have? What's their age group? Are they male or female?
Mm.
What career are they in? Those kind of things help you understand your audience. You can also see what kind of things people search for, so you know what their problems are.
Mm.
And all you need to do is understand and take all of that information in and create a solution for that person and for that person's problems. You have all of these tools at your event.
It's fascinating. You know, Prashant, you're also making me think very often. I don't know if you're experiencing the same, but many SMEs have had a job before.
Yes.
As you were saying in a previous session, that you left a cozy, comfortable job and started the entrepreneurship journey. Many SMEs start a journey somewhere where they've left a permanent job.
Yes.
But I find with that, they come with the mindset of an employee rather than a business owner.
Yes.
So they come with a mindset of, I've been an employee, so I worked this time to this time, and I earned this amount of money on this day of the month, and I had these perks, and I took lunch between this time and this time. But the shift that needs to happen to say, I'm now a business owner, which is completely different to an SME. And the point where I'm getting to is that very often we then find that product market fit runs the risk of not being understood properly, because they're still wanting to provide the solution out of the mind of an employee.
That's it. Now, what's happening there is the person's coming in not actually as a business owner, but as a technician.
Mm.
So if they were really good at coding or being a chiropractor or whatever skill that was, the person thought, I have the skill, I know of people that have these problems, and I can solve that.
Mm.
So I'm going to take my technical skill and solve the person's problem. Mm. But that is not what a business is about.
Exactly.
That's only one hat. I mean, there's many books out there. The E-Myth is one of them, where it says you need to wear multiple hats. Mm. You need to understand, you need to look at it as an entrepreneur, which is, how can I provide the best solution? How can I deliver that solution in the best possible way? How can I wow my customers?
Mm.
It's not just about the service.
Mm.
It's about everything around the service.
Mm.
And then you need a manager. You need to think, this person's coming in with a problem. How could I manage everything on the back end to give them the most seamless, effortless solution that doesn't interrupt their life, but wows them in every single way? So you can't just think of it as the employee who's resigned and who wants to just service or solve this problem.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
I absolutely love that. So for the SMEs out there, it's a mindset change. It's one, if you come previously from holding a job to starting a business, as Prashant's saying, there's so many different roles you play as an SME. One of them is the specialist.
That's it.
But the business owner, the client liaison, the quality assurance, et cetera, are all the shareholder, the director, it's all of those in one. Okay, fantastic. So product market fit then, there are a couple of things that we can do to really make that work right.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, so product market fit is, once you have something that is solving the problem and everything's working perfectly, you now need to make this system as efficient as possible. So you need to look into what processes need to happen for you to solve the person's problem. Can you automate it? Can you systemize it? Can you possibly put checklists in place and make it so easy that it literally works like a McDonald's?
Yeah.
So you push button X and the problem is solved.
Yeah.
Or you can shift the person along. You can shift your team from stage one to stage
X.
Up until the problem is solved.
Yeah.
And a lot of that can be automated.
Mm.
And it doesn't even cost that much money.
Mm.
It doesn't cost any money at times. So it's putting those systems in place to make it better.
And that's such good advice that you're giving, because so very often when SMEs just start out, they forget about having to put systems in place because they just want to get that first invoice out so they can get
the first
payment done. But really, it's about, if you do it very intelligently from the start, put the systems in place, your life forward will get easier.
It will. And the thing is, a lot of SMEs look at it as, I need to hire someone who is a professional, who is a manager, who's a project coordinator.
Mm.
No, you don't.
Mm. Mm.
You actually need to understand what this person needs to do. Document it in a checklist in any possible way, but understand what they need to do to the T.
Mm.
And that's the person that you need to bring in with the system. They need to just run the system.
Correct.
The person isn't the system.
Correct.
Because if the person leaves, your business is gone.
Exactly.
So rather take that knowledge, transplant it into a system that anyone can run. And that's when you have your foundation for product market fit.
Yeah, I love that. And also this issue of very often as that person, as the owner could think that person would make everything happen, and if the person leaves, the business collapses.
Yeah.
So it is with the owners. Very often we find that the owner is not separating themselves from the business at all. So what you're saying is set up a system where the business runs on its own, actually regardless of who's there or not.
That's it. The business is not your life.
Mm.
The business is there to service your life.
Mm.
And you as the owner or the founder, you've created this idea, and you need to take everything that you know, everything that you do, put it into a system that anyone else can run.
Mm.
Because at some point or other, you're going to have to remove yourself as a technician and become the entrepreneur or the manager. But you're going to need to take all of that information out, put it into something that someone else can use, someone else can work with.
Mm.
And that is the only time that you can go up a level and see your business as a whole and not work in your business all the time.
And then the investors will be interested.
Exactly. Mm. Because then you have something predictable.
Mm.
And investors are interested in something predictable.
Yeah.
And you can only make a business predictable if it doesn't depend on a person. It needs to depend on a system.
Exactly. Growth hacking. Now, I've heard of biohacking.
Yes.
My husband tells me about biohacking all the time. I don't want to tell you how much biohacking he's tried at our home. Right. But growth hacking, what is that?
Growth hacking is basically the process of understanding where you need to focus your energy in your business in order to grow it.
Mm.
Now, this stage can only happen once you know which systems are producing 80% of the results.
Mm.
Because I guarantee you that there will be 20% of your clients bringing in 80% of the money, 20% of your services or products bringing 80% of the money. Growth hacking is on finding that 20% and solely developing your business around that 20% and scaling it. It's about marketing that 20%. It's about understanding how can I get those clients to refer us to more clients just like them. It's about how can I get this product to be 10 times more efficient and produce 10 times faster than any other product.
Mm.
Growth hacking is understanding where those growth points are and focusing all your energy on those points.
You touch a very interesting point, because I think the natural reaction of so many SMEs would be, and you're right, some clients take 80% of your time but bring in 10% of your revenue.
That's it.
And some employees take 80% of your time and worry, but they bring in very little billable hours.
Yes.
But within the SME is faced with real questions to answer, right?
That's it.
It's not an easy answer to fire a client or an employee.
It's not an easy thing to do, but the thing is, if you understand your clients better and if you understand your problems, you can growth hack a lot easier.
Mm.
For example, if I can just use Uber as an example, it's a taxi company that owns no taxis.
Mm.
It understood that the problem worth solving was getting the person from point A to point B in the safest possible way.
Mm.
So they built the business without needing any taxis.
Mm.
Airbnb, exactly the same thing. They don't own any property, but they're providing accommodation to so many people. If you understand the problem as like basically down to the T, you'll understand what you need to solve that problem.
Mm.
And that's that 20% that I'm saying you should focus on. It's not I need X, Y, and Z to solve the problem. No, if X is your most profitable point, only focus on X. That's growth hacking.
That's powerful. I mean, if we continue with the Uber example, then you'll understand why Uber's been quite steadfast, regardless of all the pushback they've had in some of the markets that they got, or the pushback from the drivers that feel they should be employees. They just stood fast to what problem they're solving. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. They stood fast to the problem that they're solving, and now they know exactly what kind of driver they're looking to have in their company and who their clients are that they bring in.
Mm.
All they're doing is facilitating
that process.
They're solving a problem.
So I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this growth hacking concept. In fact, I've been listening very attentively because it's a when I was prepping for the session earlier on, I was thinking about this growth hacking, and you're right. If you just focus on that will really bring the growth. The rest of the noise must go. And as difficult as it is, fire that client if it's not the right client.
Well, the nice thing that you'll often find is when you are in business, those difficult clients will very often leave.
Mm.
And it does leave you sitting in a bit of a stitch, but you need those clients to leave. So if you don't fire them, something will happen, but they will leave.
Yeah.
They will become unhappy. Yeah. It'll be a bad review, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, they're going to do it for you.
So rather do it on your terms.
Rather do it on your terms.
On a high.
Exactly, on a high. And figure out what their pains are. Why don't they like your service?
Yeah.
It opens up an opportunity for learning.
Mm.
As much as you can, take and learn from every single client, the good ones and the bad ones.
Mm.
By understanding the bad ones better, you'll know exactly who you don't want to do business with.
Mm. And then in closing on this then, Prashant, so then once you know what problem you're solving, you know where you are growth hacking, then you apply the whole marketing process to that.
Well, you're applying the marketing process from the get-go.
Throughout.
Because when you have an idea, you need to market that idea and test to see who's interested in that idea.
Mm.
And once you have a solution for that problem and you have clients that are coming in, you have a problem that you're solving and everyone's happy, you need to market how happy your clients are in order for you to get more clients and build a sustainable business.
Yes.
Once you get to that point, you're looking to plug in funding.
Mm.
And when you get that funding, you're looking to take some of it and market your business again, because now you're at the point where you know exactly who your client is, you know exactly what problem you're solving, and you want to scale.
Yeah.
And money on its own doesn't scale.
Yeah.
It's getting the word out there.
Yeah.
And that's what marketing is.
Yeah.
Growth hacking, the same thing. You're niching down on exactly what you do and for who you do that.
Mm.
It's marketing that small piece so that you can growth hack your business. Marketing, all marketing is educating someone on, if you have this problem, we have the solution to solve your problem.
Yeah.
That's what marketing
is. I love how you're saying that. So for the SMEs out there, marketing is throughout the process. That's what Prashant's teaching us throughout. And it's just different components, but it's almost a golden thread throughout. So you don't think about marketing your business only once it's up and ready.
No.
It starts from the get-go.
That's it. Marketing is educating people on why they need your service.
Yeah, fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio.
It's been a pleasure.
For any other resources that you may need, go and look at the problem solution fit from startitup.co, the product market fit from leanstack.com. There's also more information on growth hacking. It's very fascinating. Go check it out on techworld.com. And then, are you passionate about growing your business? Make sure to go and search on lilypadleads.com for fascinating information and content that can really help you to grow your business. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I've learned
an incredible amount in this session. Make sure to catch both sessions that we've recorded with Prashant. Until next time.